So it's 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, starting at the 26th verse to the 31st verse. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. So that no one may boast, or yours may say glory, before him. It is because of him, God, that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, or let the one who glory, glory in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we bless you. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for each heart that's here. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding us further into this word. Open our ears and our hearts to receive what you have for us today, that we may be the better for it. We bless you and we thank you in advance for what you're doing in our hearts already. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And the saints said amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may have your seats.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. They that wait on the Lord, as Isaiah says, shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall mount up like wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But the wait part is not standing by. It's not a parade rest. It's doing the things God's called us to do. So we've been talking about callings, gifts. And what are the heck we here for? What are we living for? I mean, what's up with this? God, tell me. Give me the whole game plan. Don't just give me a play. Give me the whole playbook so I can look at it and see what's going on. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. One little small part, because there's so much in this, we're going to have to break this up in little bites. Okay? So, on this, when we talk about 1 Corinthians 26... Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Just pause there for a moment. We're talking about callings. Hello, hello. Is this 213-5567? Yes, it is. Well, I have a message for you. Go ahead. Now, in this conversation, I had to say what? Somebody transmitted something to me and I had to say what? Go ahead. That's something we don't want to really tell God always to do. Go ahead, God, tell me the rest of it. No, God, you hold that to yourself, because if you tell me, I'm going to be accountable for it. But the scripture tells us that when we were called, it says, think of what you were when you were called. Think of where you were when God called you. In our lives, we try to fix ourselves up and get in a position so we can accept Christ, or really be in a position where we put ourselves where we think we're ready now to accept Christ. You know how you get everything together, kind of line everything up, say, I'm ready now. And then we tell him ready. But God doesn't call us like that. He don't wait for us to get things lined up. We thought about that before. I was thinking about that before. Thinking about getting married. I wanted to First of all, I wanted to have a washer and dryer. I wanted to have a car. Because growing up in the military, you know, I used to see a lot of families going to laundromat. And I seen a lot of people taking cabs. I said, nope, don't want my wife taking a cab and don't want to go in a laundromat. Those are the type of things. I wanted to line that up and have a little stuff here, a little stuff there. Had I waited till I got everything together, I would have got this letter in the mail that says, Dear John, even though my name is Danny, it would have said, Dear John, pursuant of the of the notice that you never gave an announcement of your feelings toward me, see ya. And my mouth would have dropped open and I realized that I had everything I asked for, but I was waiting till I got things lined up before I asked the question. And I would have lost out. Not that God didn't bless me, it's just that I thought I needed all this to receive it. And God's telling us, no, I don't need you to listen. I know where you are, and I knew where you were when I sent my son. I knew where you were, and I knew where you're going to be today. I know that because I'm omnipotent. Omnipotent in strength, but omniscient. I know all things. I don't have to guess what you're going to be doing. My love transcends where you were and where you are. And sometimes we don't grasp that. That we try to fix ourselves up in certain ways because they are peer pressure. And society is a peer pressure in itself. It'll make you try to do things to get this lined up, get this lined up, to make you feel like, now I'm ready. When God is saying no, he said, listen, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you are wise by human standards. Not many of you are wise. I can fall in all these categories here, as a matter of fact, so you can just forget about yourself. I can fall in it. Not many were influential. That was me. I was in there. Not many were of noble birth. Just think about the disciples. We talk about the apostles and what they read and all the things, the great acts they've done. You got to know where they were. They weren't scholars. The only scholar there was Paul. But he didn't start. He was a scholar, but he was a murderer. He was a persecutor of the church. Peter was a rougher. He'll take you down. You had a tax collector. All these people that were shunned by society, that's who God uses. So we don't think about just because we're not wise according to, you know, I'm not a theologian. I don't know all the 66 books of the Bible. And that's what God is saying. And I don't know how to exegete or how to break it down so that people can understand. And that's all exegete means. It's a Greek word saying how to explain and break down what the word is, how the who, what, when, and where type thing. That's all it means. But when you hear somebody say exegete, ooh, exegete, ooh, that's deep, exegete. That's all it means. Just like agape. Ooh, agape. No, it's love. See the difference? So that's what God said. Listen, not many of you are wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. Don't mean we had a silver spoon in our mouth and we started here. But that did not disqualify us from being used by God. A God calling on us. Because he'd been calling for a long time. Like again, the phone rang. Sometimes we don't want to answer. We just let it go to voicemail. And we don't want that happening with God. But the reason why this is important, because what we're going to talk about a little bit today is we make our boast in the Lord. We make our boast in the Lord. There's nothing wrong with boasting. Long as it's in the Lord. That's important to know. Football, basketball, sports. I mean, you see your favorite team, you're going crazy. Woo! You go all cheering for them. They make a touchdown. They hit a three-pointer. They win the game. You're going crazy. And you're talking the next day to the guys or the girls or whatever. You're telling them, hey, this was a great game. You should have saw it, this, that, and another. You're boasting about your team. Well, we don't want to lose any enthusiasm when it comes to the thing of God about your boasting. We want our boasting to be in the Lord. Listen, the Bible says this when he told, when Job said this, naked I came in the world, naked I'm going to leave. Listen, we're not going to take anything out. You're going to leave everything you have, if you amassed anything, it's going to be left for somebody else. You can't take it with you. But the thing that we have that we can take with us, the boasting part, and the King James, New King James, it says glory. Because God gets the glory. And the reason why it's important that we make our boast, listen, I know who I was. I know who I am. But God said he still loves me. I can boast in that. Boasting in that is being able to have, to be able to read a scripture, to sing a song, no matter what it sounds like. It's still a boast. You don't wait till you get, you can tune up, my team won today and we did great. No, you don't have to have a beautiful voice like this to do that. But you're going to give out yours. Man, it was great. Woo! You're going to, whatever you got, you're going to let your boast go forth to say, I was proud of my team. We should have that same enthusiasm when it comes to the Lord, because in the scripture we remember, listen, it wasn't nothing flamboyant or something great about us that God looked and said, ooh, look at him or look at her. Yeah, oh yeah, got to have them. No, because the world, if we looked at our status in the world would say, no, you're about a degree below normal because of their standards. But we hear the song, whose report would you believe? We should have believed the report of the Lord. We have to believe what God says about us. And if we can believe what he says, then we can boast in knowing that they said this, but God says not so. And we have to be excited about that, about excited about what God has given us, what God has done. Listen, 27th verse says, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. Listen, you're putting a lot of folks to shame today. You're putting a lot of folks to shame because a lot of folks have said back in the day that you wouldn't be this. Back in the day, you wouldn't do this. You wouldn't even finish your degree. You finished it. Put it in shame. The wise, he chose the foolish thing. He said, because people say, oh, that's just foolish. The foolish things of the world. God didn't call you foolish. Only fool he calls, the fool has said in their heart, there's no God. That's what he called the fool. But he said the foolishness, he chose the foolish things of the world. Of the world. To shame the wise. Those who call themselves wise. To the world standards, we're not really that educated. Or you're not really that articulate. Or you really can't expound upon things that you should be able to because of the world standard. But God said no. No, I'm going to use that person to shame you, to show you there is no one wiser than he is. Because it's all about him. I can boast because I know God has given me the ability to be able to sit here and talk. And understand, and words come in my mouth I don't even understand. But I know that it's God speaking through me, or God doing things through my activities, my limbs, or whatever, to glorify him. All he wants us to do is to remember. Yeah, when they say, "Woo, look at what you're doing." Yeah, just remember to tell them, I did it. Glory, you want to boast? You don't have to say, well, don't worry about it. Well, no, tell them. No, thanks be to God. That's who gave me the ability. That's who gave me the strength to do what I do, whatever I'm doing. Or whether I'm my job, whatever skill set I have that's great. And people say, woo, woo, it's God. It's God. I can boast in that. Because I remember, and when I remember, I get excited because, whoo, you chose me. You wanted me. Sometimes I didn't even want myself. Y'all don't know about that, but sometimes I didn't want myself. Amen. I get sick and tired of being sick and tired. But God said, I'll take those things, and I'll use those to confound those who think they're all smart, that told you what you should be and how you should do it. Let me help you network this thing. Let me show you how it works. Now God said, I'll show you. Because they think you need them. And you're going to show them you need me more because you need to look to the hills from which cometh your help. I believe the scripture says, my help cometh from the Lord who created heaven and earth. Is that true?
Yeah.
Did it? All right, all right, all right. So 28th verse says, God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. No one can glory before him. So he took nothing and made something out of it. And the only blessing or the only glory we can get or the boast we can do is in the one who made us. We were molded. We were fashioned in his image. He took us and made us. He said in Genesis, male and female. He did that. He created us. Male and female. Then we were born into this world of sin. And then he came and not only allowed us to be born in this world of sin, but he came and saved us from our sin. So he's always looking to cause us to triumph, to cause us to live, to cause us to boast, because we shouldn't have, but he said, I'm going to make you what I made you to be, not what somebody else tells you. Because people can give us labels and tell us who we are and what we're going to be. We need to understand what God says about us. And we have to fight that feeling of thinking that we're not going to ever get there. Because that's not what the Word of God says. He tells us that that we are more than conquerors. He tells us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things. I don't know. Everything's swirling around in my head. Things are going on at the job and everything else. But I'm giving you the strength. I'm going to give you the strength to overcome this. And it's not our strength. It's not in our strength. All we have to do is remember. Give glory and honor to God. Honor him. Praise him. Worship him. And he will not make us ashamed to in the things that we're going through. He said, you're going to show forth my praise in the midst of this. I'm going to confound them and show them whose you are. And that's what God will do. When all the doors seem like they're shut, when things seem like they're going crazy, that's when God will show up. He said, I'm going to stand on nothing greater than myself, and I'm going to show myself mighty in your life. That way you'll be able to say it was God. And the fallacy comes when we start to think more highly of ourselves than we should and try to take some of the glory for ourselves and say it's because of what we did and what we did here. And the scripture that was read, God is not mocked. So as a man soweth, so shall he reap. You sow those kind of seeds, you're going to reap that as well. Pride will kill you, because pride says that you did it yourself. Pride is say that God didn't have anything to do with it. It's not how big pride is. It's just if it's part of there, pride, it says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's Hebrews. It's important to know we make our boast in the Lord. Amen. Verse 29. So that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ. Isn't that something? God takes us and he puts in us what he needs for us to have in our life. And then he shows us and opens our eyes and our understanding to his son, Christ, Jesus Christ, who there is no other name given under heaven where men must be saved, took us and introduced us to his son, who is himself, Emmanuel, God with us, and given us the wisdom and the knowledge wherever we were to be able to accept him and to have the wisdom to say yes to him. That takes something. Listen, nothing stops and pauses for us to get ourselves together. Things are spinning around like this. But do you ever sense a time where it's like a little lull and everything just stops for just a moment? And God is speaking. And there's a decision that should be made about what to do. And then if you wait too long, it's like it closes, the door closes, and you try to get back there and you can't get back there. What was that I was thinking of? What's that? That's the spiritual battle that we deal with. God is constantly speaking that we talk about. He doesn't stop speaking to us. It's just an opportunity for us to listen. Because if somebody's in your ear whispering to you, you're not going to hear somebody on the other side. And if you do, you know what you're going to get? Mixed signals. Unless they're speaking the same thing. That's why when we think that, well, I don't know if this is going to work out. Well, the first person we need to consult is the one who made us. Because he doesn't want us to boast just because he's God. He wants us to boast because we know that we know that we know who he is. Not because somebody else told us who he is. Not because what they said in church and what people say about him. He said, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Who is God to us? And that will cause us to boast. That will cause us to give glory to God. The song says, give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Because he's worthy. It's a small thing, but it's a huge thing. So I'm here to encourage you. Don't let the small part about the boasting part get past you. Don't let the small part about the glory part get past you. Because when we realize and glory in God and boast in who he is, it puts our perspective and our focus on him. And it should encourage us to know who he is in our life. And there's so much more he has for us. So much more that he has for us. That we don't have to settle for where we're at. It's not, things don't have to be going bad not to settle for more. We don't ever want to get complacent in where we're at, that we don't want more of God. We want to stay hungry for the things of God. Because if we stop trying to measure up, and we do want to measure up to what God told us to do according to his word, we want to continue to do that. We don't want to get complacent, because then complacency means that now we're going to comply not with the things of God. Complacency gets us relaxed and too familiar. That's going to cause us to be start conforming to this world. And we think that we're okay. We think that we have enough money. We think that we have enough this and we have enough that. I'm okay. We never want to get to the place where we're okay in ourselves. We always want to stay hungry. It doesn't mean that the glass is not half full. We just don't want to make sure we get to the point where we just half empty and okay. Because there's a difference. Because God wants to fill us up so we can pour out. He can pour us out. You just think the situations that you're in now, you think that I'm just in it because I did it or whatever I'm going through, whether it's financial, physical, mental, or job-related, relationship, whatever. We think that it's just something that's my lot. Well, it is. For now, this state that we're in, whatever state we're in, we need to understand that God hasn't forsaken us in whatever state we're in. We're not more favored because we're not going through something. And we're not less favored because we're going through something. That's not how our God works. He works like this. His love doesn't diminish or increase based upon your obedience. Because you know why? Our love is our reasonable service to him. So we don't get points because we praise him more. We don't get points because we do more things for him. That's what we're supposed to do. So his love doesn't decrease or increase based upon, oh, God really loves me. Yeah, he really loves you and he really loved us in our mess. So he loves us in our times, and we think we're doing everything we're supposed to do. The thing is not to focus on how well we're doing in God. The thing is to boast on the fact that he loves us. And it won't change. It won't change. We can't look at God as a thermometer that rises and falls with circumstances in our life. God is a thermostat. He sets the temperature. He doesn't change. And nobody's moving that thermostat. The only people that ask him to move it is us. You want to turn it down a little bit, it's a little hot. He said, no, that's exactly what I want you. Because now, when you got to come to me and ask me before you do anything else. Because you can't change it. And we get to the point and know we can't change a situation, that we need to call upon the Lord where he's near. Call upon him. Then we'll get an understanding of what it means to be his child. To really be his. To really understand what it means when he says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, therefore, as it is written, 31st verse, let the one who boasts, boast in who? In God. In the Lord. Boast is no different than talk with excessive pride. Excuse me. Self-satisfaction about one's achievements, possessions, or abilities. But we're talking about God's achievements and his possession that he wants us. What he's done in our lives. The things you had to do to get to today is enough to keep you shouting for the rest of your life. If you think about it. The things to get you to today is enough to give God glory and to boast in him. The song says, I love song. He's all right, he's all right, he's all right with me. He's just all right. He's just all right with me. I tried him and I found out that he's all right with me. I tried him and I found out he's all right with me. I love songs. I love because they get in you, because they remind you that it's not hopeless, and it reminds you that we can boast in our Lord. Last scripture, and we'll continue this second part of this. Isaiah 42 and 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. The scripture also say that God is a jealous God. Pardon me? Isaiah 42 and 8. 4 and 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images, which means you can't give praise to stuff or things. You can't do that. You will not give my praise to another. You ever been on a job, and I'm closing, and you did the work, and they came in there, everybody came in there clapping, and you thought they were coming towards you, and they went to the person next to you who didn't do nothing. Everybody know they didn't do nothing. You know what you did. They know what you did, but they gave it. You ever seen that? I seen it. And they gave the praises to that person there. What kind of feeling was that? P.O. Personally offended. I thought it was BS. A bogus statement. Just want to bring you back in. But in all that, that's how, if you could, what were you saying?
I said to put it lightly.
Yeah. To put it lightly. But can you see, can you picture something like that happening? Or you've been part of something like that to happen? And the feeling that you have? God said, oh no. Oh no. I was about to do a yeah, to the no. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory will I not give to another. You will not give anybody else glory
Wife, children, husbands, things, nothing. You will not give them glory. Tell them, that's mine. I'm very jealous when it comes to that. Because I'm not sharing that. I'm not sharing that. So in this first part we talk about, we make our boasts in the Lord. And we will continue on that same vein next week. The Lord say the same. Amen? Amen. Let us pray.